Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Dave Waldron. This week on AK, BioBlitz. Last week, a group of scientists traveled to a small village in the Arctic to find as many different species as they could. It was happening all over the country in celebration of the 100th anniversary of the National Park Service. But as KUAC's Molly Reddick reports, it had a special meaning in Anaktuvik Pass, where the local Inupiaq people live a subsistence lifestyle inside of a national park.
It was warm and sunny when we left Anaktuvik Pass early in the morning. We headed toward Blueberry Hill, walking through soggy tundra and patches of snow. Soon the village disappeared, and we were surrounded by an amphitheater of mountains. Suddenly, there was something fluttering around our feet.
No! We need that. Oh, I don't have a net. Oh my gosh.
Kendall Hildebrandt lunged after a small flying creature.
I hope I got it. Did I get it? Oh, it's right there. Right there.
She cupped her hands over a patch of tundra and peeked underneath.
Yes.
It was a brown butterfly, an exciting catch, even though she was actually looking for voles. She had set over 100 mouse traps in 2 days, smearing them with peanut butter and setting them near the openings of small holes in the tundra.
It's the Snickers bars of the animal kingdom, so everybody eats them.
So if there's a lot of voles, then...
You know, there's going to be a lot of happy eagles and a lot of happy foxes.
Hildebrandt is a small mammal researcher at the University of Alaska Fairbanks Museum. She's one of 25 scientists and volunteers trying to find as many living things as they can in the dirt, mountains, and ponds around town.
Vole, Wilson's warbler, raven, savannah, sparrow.
Jeff Rasick works for Gates of the Arctic National Park. He organized the event to get a snapshot of what's happening in the Arctic and to get the community involved in science. It's called a BioBlitz.
It's a scavenger hunt, yeah. Let's tally up as many living things as we can in a short amount of time. Birds, plants, small mammals, large mammals if we happen to see them.
While spring is well underway in most of the country, it's a little early in the Arctic, so the species tended to be pretty small.
Slimy sculpin, dicots, wolf spiders.
After tramping through the park with nets, Ziploc bags, and binoculars, scientists returned to the Nunamute school with backpacks full of samples. They set up tables in the gym and covered them with fox skulls, bird wings, and various types of scat. The brown butterfly we had found on the hillside was now flattened onto a square of wax paper. Catherine Daly studies insects at the UAF Museum. She was straightening out the wings, which had orange spots along the outer edges.
The genus Erebia was documented here in the 70s, so it's great to know that it's still here.
The local people have a different name for it.
I was talking to an elder last night who said, oh, the chocolate butterflies, that's what you caught. And I said, yes, chocolate butterflies.
There were little scientists helping out too. Kids ran around the yard with nets searching for bugs and took turns looking through the microscope.
Is this a bumblebee?
No, that's a yellow jacket.
It looks like little
tatara. It's a type of wasp.
Can I move closer in?
7-year-old Anna Napukiguk has long dark hair and is wearing a blue t-shirt with a butterfly on it. She says bugs are her favorite part of the BioBlitz. She's learned a lot about nature from her elders, especially when her family goes camping in the summer.
They like teach us how bugs live and they teach us a lot of stuff in Inupiaq about cutting squirrels. Don't eat that, don't eat them, because we only use the skin to make a tikkalik. Parkas.
Animals are the basis of life in Anaktuvik Pass. Far away from roads or supermarkets, most of the people living here hunt for their food. One animal in particular, the caribou.
We live with it every day. I don't care if it was for breakfast.
Vera Woods is curator at the Anaktuvik Pass Museum and a hunter.
I like it frozen, raw, and it warms you up in the body because it's cooking in your stomach and keep you warm all day.
The Western Arctic caribou have traditionally migrated right through the village on their way to the coast, but the past few years, the herd has been shrinking and moving farther away. It's been hard for hunters, but they're finding ways to adapt. Woods says locals can learn from scientists about things like animal population and water quality, and they're sharing their knowledge as well.
We're teaching them how we live here, and they're valuing us our ways of life, how we survive and live here in the mountains, in the park.
By Sunday, the BioBlitzers had found over 100 species and counting.
Whoa! It looks like a little fuzzy Christmas tree.
As locals headed up the valley looking for caribou, three scientists hunted for plants north of town.
Like the things on the side?
Down on the tundra, you could tell summer was near. For AK, I'm Molly Reddig.